A wildfire along the Dalton Highway is getting a lot of attention from firefighters. The Isom Creek Fire has burned over 2,000 acres southeast of where the Dalton Highway crosses the Yukon River in an area where there are Alaska Native land allotments. Alaska Fire Service spokesperson Beth Ipson says the blaze was sparked by lightning Friday and was immediately attacked from the air and on the ground, but grew considerably Saturday.
There's dry conditions up there. It's burning predominantly black spruce, and it grew from about 200 acres to 1,000 acres in a matter of a few hours. And it burned mostly to the southwest, so it actually crossed the Dalton Highway in between mile 47 and 52.
Ipson says the highway remains open and that the aggressive air and ground assault continued yesterday.
We had water scoopers, both large and small. We had air tanker dropping some more retardants. We also have helicopters dropping buckets of water on it. Meanwhile, we've had more crews.
Ipson says they include contract interior village-based crews. She says use of the privately managed crews is a national first for the agency.
What's unique about that is they're similar to the Type 2 EFF crews, but different from the EFF crews that are hired on an as-needed emergency hire basis. These crews can actually perform other things than just getting assigned to a fire. They can also do fuel mitigation. It's more of a stable employment opportunity. There's actually a contract company that manages the team, where with an EFF crew, AFS will be the one doing the management, doing the training.
Ipson says three contract crews are drawing firefighters from regional hub villages across the interior, from Minto to Fort Yukon and Hooslia. A Type 3 incident management team is taking over the Isom fire response today.